Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the new book, At a Crossroad, Church Troubled, Venerable Dr. Felix Udo Anyasor provides an in-depth look into the church today and the many terrible effects consumerism has on the individual members and church community as a whole. He provides guidance on how to overcome this proverbial tumor, to walk in love as Jesus, making sacrifices on the mortal plane to save souls now and the afterlife. Dr. Anyasor, born in Nigeria, migrated to the U.S. in 1982, married ordained Anglican clergy, respiratory care practitioner, rector, and founding pastor of Christ Evangelical Anglican Church in Houston. He received his Doctor of Ministry degree in 2019 from Houston Graduate School of Theology. At a Crossroad, Church Troubled is a blueprint in the 21st century. A lifestyle based on worship of the true God in spirit and truth challenges conventional definition of worship, fellowship, ministry, and evangelism. Dr. Felix Udo Anyasor is our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Ricky. Thank you for welcoming me.
It is our pleasure. So much to talk about in this book, At a Crossroad, Church Troubled. Let's start with the inspiration. Why did you feel the motivation, the inspiration to write this book, At a Crossroad?
Thank you very much. Throughout my time of ministry studies, I spent quite some years as one that continued to write and type. Also, as a scientist and a theologian, I have many books. I have read many books from many authors. And I am constantly being encouraged by some of those books, and also being spiritually led to write, and knowing that this is the time, the timing now is right, by the spiritual revelation, to go on and write something. And as one proceeds, as I proceeded in writing, the Spirit of God ministers to me the direction and also the topic to write about.
This is a very challenging book that you've taken on here. The book is At a Crossroad, Church Troubled, Consumerism and Simplicity by the Venerable Dr. Felix Udo Anyasor. The book is available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. I'll give you his website as we go through the interview. What do you hope to accomplish with this book? It's challenging. It gets us thinking. What do you hope to accomplish? What do you hope the takeaway is from writing this book?
We must have something to tell the next generation. History always lives forever, and every one of us has a contribution to make, you know, to keep every generation abreast of what has transpired in the past. If we did not have the book like the Bible, we may not have known about Christ and about Christianity in general, another religion. So that is why it's always good. I encourage everybody. Anybody could be a writer, as long as you have something to write. You know, we live temporarily in this world, but our legacy lives on. Since I read from some people who have lived before us, and that really encouraged me and motivated me to doing what I'm doing. Also, I have to contribute my own part, like everybody else.
Well, you've done such a remarkable job in writing this book, the clarity, the importance of the message. When did you start thinking about being a writer? Is this something that you've thought over throughout your career?
Honestly, I started thinking about writing when I was in high school. as young as I was. That was a book that really encouraged me. That book was written by one of the renowned authors called Chinua Achebe. Chinua Achebe is an African author. He wrote a book called Things Fall Apart, and we read that book in high school. You know, I was so impressed, and I said, I'm going to write something sometime, you know, in my lifetime. So that was an encouragement that a young man from the same, honestly, the same place I come from, is able to put out a book, as small as it was, but it brought a lot of influence, a lot of history into the universe.
Interesting, the motivation, where it comes from various writers, a fascinating story of your background and the importance to write. And this started at an early age for you. The book is At a Crossroad, Church Troubled, Consumerism and Simplicity, by the Venerable Dr. Felix Udo, that's U-D-O, Yansosor, that's A-N-Y-A-S-O-R, Dr. Felix Udo Anyasor. The book's available at Amazon, all the usual places. His website, and we will have this on our website as well, is CEAC, CEAC-Anglican.com. More information there as well. Are you thinking about writing another book? You've really done so well with this, and you're getting excellent reviews, and people thinking, are you thinking about another book?
Absolutely. Yes, I am thinking about, writing another book. But I don't have the topic right away. But the topic really is going to encompass some of my experiences from childhood to coming to America, and again the scramble for Africa. So those will be put together, and hopefully in the near future there will be another book.
Well, we hope for that as well. In this book, At a Crossroad, do you find this book useful in your work or ministry? You've got, again, a very important message in the book, At a Crossroad, Church Troubled. Do you use this in your work, in your ministry?
Yes, very much. As a matter of fact, most of the content of this book were written out of experience. When you read the book, you will see the author is speaking from experience. And those things with the research, a lot of research was done. That research helped in being able to, curb and also contain consumerism in the church. And as it worked for us, we wanted to work for every other person, every other minister. You know, consumerism not only in the church, also in the secular. In the secular world. And that is the trouble the world is having today, is people really are more concentrated, or people spend their time consuming, than producing.
It's an important topic, so well discussed in At a Crossroad, Church Troubled, Consumerism and Simplicity. What categories of people did you have in mind as you were writing At a Crossroad? The people that may be more interested in your topic, who did you have in mind? Who's the target audience for the book?
I would say all.
Yes.
Categories.
Yes.
But Christians who want to learn about schism in the church, and non-Christians who are eager to learn about the weakness and trouble in the Christendom. As you know, people of different, religious affiliation, they take joy in knowing, that which affects the other, in order to give credit to what, they believe or where they belong. So people reading it will really find it interesting as Christians to encourage them, knowing that this is something, even though it's a vice, it can be contained. And then non-Christians will be very, very eager, you know, to know the weak points that are in the Christendom.
How do you think this book will do market-wise? I know it's been out and you've received excellent reviews on the book. From a marketing standpoint, how do you think this book will do? Because I'm sure you want to get this in as many hands as possible so people understand the severity of the problem that, we're facing in society and the church as well. How do you see this working out market-wise for you?
You know that everything's, when you start something, it goes slowly, and then it will take off. Meanwhile, I'm not going to exaggerate, you know, but I am just, you know, trusting and having faith that it's going to get into many hands. You know, I would say excellent at this time, though that is my wish, that it become, you know, an excellent selling book. Things can change. Things can, you know, as long as we believe in God that we serve, and God being behind us, definitely between now and in the next 5 to 10 years, is going to be a great seller.
And I think it will. And the reviews, those that have read it, I really appreciate the work that you've done. I want to go back and talk about the target audience again, because it's that time of year we think about gift giving. This is an excellent book to keep and read ourselves and to share with others, or to give to someone, to get them thinking as well at a crossroad, church troubled. And this really is a book that doesn't, you really can't pinpoint this in a demographic area, can you? This really is a book for all of us.
Definitely. It is good. It is a book for all of us. And then when you look at the research that was done, it was very deep and vast, comprising many authors from all parts of the world and all sphere of life. So the audience is everybody. Both, you know, young, old, and, you know, business class, and of course, Christians. So I am very optimistic that it's going to reach many hands.
The book is At a Crossroad, Church Troubled, Consumerism and Simplicity by Venerable Dr. Felix Udo, that's U-D-O, Anyasor, A-N-Y-A-S-O-R. We've got all this on our website that you can link on to the doctor's Amazon page, get information there as well as his other website. This is the book, is an extract from your Doctor of Ministry project. Do you intend to speak in theological institutions? Is this something, a message you're going to take to them?
Yes, this is my wish. During the stages of my theological training, you know, countless theologians or theological authors were coming to make presentations on their books. You know, and I hope after today, many institutions will find great value in this book. And I am willing to respond to their invitation.
And the information on the book and doctor is available on our website, his website, ceac-anglican.com. And you can contact him there as well to get more information and to talk to him about coming in and making a presentation. When you were working on this at the Houston Graduate School of Theology, how did your professors at the school accept the book, and how did they rate the book?
I would say excellent. The team that really went over the project, when we met, they gave it an excellent rating. Because it's you know, the topic is not a usual topic. It's an unusual topic. Consumerism is a topic that many people like Walter Brueggemann and very few writers have written on. So it's not many authors that have written things on consumerism, but this is where, this is the area that needs to be given attention in order for progress to be sustained in both in the church and in the secular world, in the government and in the leadership set. They said that this is good, this is excellent, and they encouraged me if I want to put it into a book that I should go ahead. So yes, they rated it excellent.
How do you see this book, basically from the inside out? And going back, this is your message that you're trying to get out and alert to many people to take stock of where we are now in the church as well as general society. How do you see the book from the inside out? What's your perspective of this book and what you hope to accomplish with it?
The book is a great book. In fact, a great book of facts and embodiment of current realities in the Christendom and beyond. The leadership is going to benefit from it. The Christianity is going to benefit from it. The regular studies or schools of thoughts will benefit from it. So it covers a whole lot of grounds that I am very optimistic that the book is going to be enjoyed. When I start reading it, I don't take off my eyes unless there's something really important that I have to do. And when I open the book, I'm just going. Not because I'm the author, but how interesting the book really is.
Well, it is an important message. How would you, the takeaway that you want readers to take away, maybe even in one word, sort of describing what you hope the takeaway is, what would that be? How would you describe the takeaway?
That no condition is permanent. No condition is permanent. Meaning that, if we make effort, if we work hard on things, if we do the right thing, we can make the changes happen.
What is your response? What response are you getting? And I'll even go back to at school with the professors and with other students when you're bringing up this topic and people who have read the book. Consumerism is something we really don't see as creeping into the church. And you point out, yes, it is, and that's not a good thing. What is the response you're getting?
The response I'm getting is very encouraging. That one is able to identify the reasons or some of the reasons that are creating schisms in the church. In about 5 or 6 or 10 years ago, there was a great schism in the Anglican system, in the Anglican church, especially in North America. And that has continued to today. And most of the, when you ask people, those who are involved, what is the bone of contention? Everything they will tell you will boil down to consumerism. Somebody wants, to benefit. But that's not how, that's not what the Lord Jesus Christ, that's not what he meant when he gave the Great Commission. He said, go make the disciples of all nations. Disciples of all nations. So we are disciples, and we disciples have to disciple others. And being a disciple means that you have to give up certain things. You have to really be on the forefront instead of just relaxing and letting things come to you. Always trying to see what is my benefit. When you are looking at benefit, benefit, then that destroys a lot of things. So the schism in North America is about convenience. You know, what can we gain? What can we get out of this? You know, church became, you know, a marketplace instead of a place where the gospel is preached.
Was there, I'm going to take a minute or so here at the end, it's so important what you're saying. Was there a particular point when you realized this was a problem? This is taking away, this has a negative impact on worship, the fact that we're caught into consumerism and might not even realize what's happening. Was there a moment that happened or something that you gradually witnessed as you were going through all of your career?
Yes, I haven't been a rector for over the years, over 50 years. I have come across, you know, certain situations where people, you know, are after what really makes them happy or what benefits them, you know, temporarily, instead of what really benefits them in the long run or in the afterlife, or something that will benefit the next generation. What can I do? You know, how can I impact the next generation? That has always not been taken care of, addressed in the Christendom. And it is really not helping at all. And especially in Christianity, other religions in a certain part of the world are taking over because Christians are no longer doing what Christ says we should do to make disciples of all nations. Rather, we are trying to get what we can get out of what we do instead of being disciples. So that is really something that should concern every Christian or every Christian institution.
Yes.
And we see that there are changes now in the way you know, Christianity is taking shape. It's no longer the way it used to be. When you go to Britain, you know, where Anglicanism started, things do not really stand the way that it used to be, you know, a long time ago. There are changes, and all the styles of worship are really taking over, taking place. It's all about change. It's all about change. If we change our position and embrace the truth, you know, then the truth will set us free.
So well said. The book is so well written. It will be thought-provoking, challenging as you read the book. The book is At a Crossroad, Church Troubled, Consumerism and Simplicity by Venerable Dr. Felix Udo Ensyasor. That's U-D-O. I think that's right. Udo is U-D-O. Ensyasor, A-N-Y-A-S-O-R. The book available at Amazon, the usual places. The doctor's website is ceac-anglican.com. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Doctor, a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we can continue this discussion and talk about your newest book as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much, Rick.
It has been our pleasure. The book At a Crossroad. Our guest has been Venerable Dr. Felix Udo Ensyasor. The book is available at Amazon. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.